It's Tuesday, the 26th of January, 8 a.m. That's an absolute stinker. An absolute stinker of a morning. It's strong gusting winds, heavy driving rain. Positive note, it's mild. That's about the only positive. It's so bad this morning that my wife has decided she's not even going up to church this morning. I could take her up, but she likes to wind her way back down through some of the shops and home herself. And in that, she might never make it. So, yeah, pretty wild and wet. Tea's going to go off quick this morning. So I had a bit of sleep last night, although still having an issue with when I get up. Not when I get up, but when I go back to bed. Oh, my mind shooting off in all directions. And that's funny that. It's because every time I get up, I try to, before I go back to bed, I try to focus my mind on one thing and say to myself, right, that's what you're going to think about when you go back to bed. Think about that. Just that. Only that. But you know what? Every time I get back into bed, I lie down and I start to think about that. And my mind just doesn't want to do it. It's like having a bloody argument. You know, you're lying there and your mind's going off and you're saying internally to yourself, you know, no, think about the other thing. Think about that, that you were going to think about. Okay, right, I'm thinking about it. Oh, no, no, the mind's taking me away again. And it's crazy. It's bloody crazy. So, hence, I couldn't get back to sleep very quickly again. But I did eventually, so not too bad. And according to my Azumio sleep app, I was 65% in deep sleep last night. Well, there you go. You know what? I've just changed my mind. It's not that mild because that rain on my hand's now gone really cold. So maybe it's just because I've got a fleece and a big furry logged hat on that I thought it was mild. But so anyway, a decent night's sleep, you could say. I'm feeling okay this morning. Feeling okay. As usual, well, I wouldn't say as usual now because I've kind of managed to control things in the locker room, the shower, cubicle. Yeah, I went in thinking, I can't even remember what I was thinking about. Oh, yeah, there was classical music on, obviously, as usual when I'm showering. What was the piece it was on? Oh, I can't remember. Anyway. That was nice, and I started to think about things while I was in there about classical music. And before you knew it, I was starting to think about issues that bother me and you know, through my life. And I just thought, why does this bloody happen? Anyway, I came out of the shower okay because I managed to control things and change myself back. And I came out of the shower listening to Bach. A sheep may safely graze. What a lovely piece of music that is. Absolutely beautiful. So anyway, that set me in a far better mood for driving myself. Yes. Mrs. Blackbird has appeared. She looks forlorn. Well, maybe she's thinking the same thing. Look at him. God, how forlorn he looks. Standing there like a drookit rat. These big furry lugs. But I guess not. I guess she's not thinking that. Probably not even thinking about me. Probably her mind is thinking about food. I don't know where she puts it all, to be honest with you. Could virtually eat all day. Well. That tea's gone off already. That was quick. Hey, Mrs. Black. How you doing? I think she's looking for me to throw some different tidbits this morning. Something different. Maybe a change of diet. I don't know. Wow. I haven't watched the news or weather really for a few days now. Not worth it. News is depressing. Weather is pretty much depressing. So I'm guessing this is another storm, and I don't know whether we're on to E or F. E or F. In the key off, E or F. The key off E major or F minor. That'd confuse them all, wouldn't it? That's what they should have done. They should have called these storms after classical composers. Masses of choices there, even right up to Z, to Z, to Zippoli. Actually, my life kind of revolves around classical music. Can't live without it. It's in my head, even when I'm not listening to it. It's wacky. Wacky. But lovable, enjoyable, soothing, or exciting. Yes, let's call the storm. I think what I'll do is I'll go back to A, the first storm we got, and I'll change that from, I think it was something like Abigail. I mean, that'd be quite apt actually when you think about it. I don't think it was Abigail, but if it had been, at least it had the word Gale in it, you know what I mean? Which has got two aspects to it. Gale as in wind and Gale as in Scott. Yeah. Abigail. Bach. Chopin. Dvorak, Elgar, Frank. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. No, that'll make a heap of a difference to the rest of the world, and no one else will give a bloody job. But then again, I don't care. So it'll be an early breakfast this morning, since my wife's not going out. And I was going to paint those fence panels this morning. I cleared them, cleared access to some of them, so I could get in. Not going to happen today, if that's different. Yeah. Sometimes you swear the weather works against your plans. But it ain't so